Yes, they count. They have to be, you know, on that 22-man roster. So basically, you would be short that first game. You know, you wouldn't be able to dress 20 guys the first game. So they'd have to go into that first night dressing less than the maximum you can. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they do that, depending who the players were, if they were because the exhibition games, you can dress as many guys as you want when you play a Canadian team. So it might have been some guys who maybe wouldn't have made the trip anyway, and so that'll be interesting to see how that unfolds.
This says, Mel, I was at the game on Sunday and I enjoyed the game, but not the outcome. One thing I did notice is the instant replay was used immediately after a penalty call. Sometimes he was even used before the referees made their final decision. And this person is saying, I like that. He keeps the referees honest. Is there a way we could do that at Michigan Tech more?
Well, I think we have a league rule that you're not supposed to put video replay up on a penalty. I'm almost 100% sure of that. So I was surprised. And when I saw the hit on Dylan Stamen, I mean, you know, the referee standing right there. And I think all our guys were saying, look, watch the video. I mean, it was the guy followed right through, right into the head. And I don't foresee us doing it here. And as much as sometimes I think it would be good just to, like, that's a good point, to, you know, to keep the referees honest a little bit. But, you know, you don't want to start refereeing by video, so you have to be careful with that. And I get it. You don't want to embarrass the officials. It's, for the most part, they do a good job. It's a tough sport to referee, and you just want the consistency. You know, you're going to have some judgment calls both ways, but you just the consistency, on, especially on major penalties. That's where, because that can really change the outcome of a game.
There's been some talk about a new building addition on the east side of the rink. Are there any blueprints or plans ready in hand? And can you tell us what it might look like when it's done?
Yes, and we've shared those. There are blueprints, there are plans. I'm not sure of our timing. Hopefully later this spring after the year, you know, we'll get it out there. We have shared it with some of our alumni and key people and some different groups, but there's no question. What we'd like to do is just make sure we attach the rink, so that whole upper level you can walk right around the rink. And you know, we're looking at a club area, probably a balcony of about 100 seats at the far end, with one or two suites at that end, and just some club suites with a little restaurant in there and whatnot. And it can, and we're talking about using it for all types of events, obviously for the hockey games we play, but whether you wanted to have a party in there or some sort, rent it out, or other teams could use it. So it looks really nice. So it's in place. It's in place. We've got a couple different phases. We're looking to do phase one. We have a beautiful facility. We've had a couple of recruits in the last week and a half, and they commented about how, for the age, you know, they were totally blown away. They, what, you know, they think 1972 or whatever is, you know, whatever year was built. They think, maybe it's later than that, and it wasn't 72.
No, it was 71, 72.
72, okay. And they couldn't believe it. I mean, our staff does a good job there, from Dave Nordstrom down to all his people. They do a fantastic job in keeping that building in great shape. So, but when you look at that end, it is a little bit of an eyesore, and we need to do something there just to bring ourselves up with, whether it's Minnesota State or Bemidji, whomever it might be, you know, the Bowling Green, you know, everybody, it's I don't want to say it's an arms race, but a lot of people are. Bemidji has a brand new building. Minnesota State put millions into that building. So we have to, and we would like to, just complete that end, and then, you know, that'll be it. We don't really need to put a lot more seats in, but just and below it will be a weight room, new weight room for our players, so which we need. I mean, we're in the development business, and we're trying to develop NHL players and pro players, as well as, you know, student athletes. So and in recruiting, that is so important now.
Did the weekend make the goalie choice easier, or still undecided?
Well, you know, I think it helps. I don't know if it makes it easier, would not be the right word, but it helps. Anytime you get to see players play in games, it gives you a little bit of a read, you know, where they're at. And I think it was important to see, you know, those two players play. We've got to get Angus in. You know, we have to see him. I'm not sure when that will be. You don't want to throw a guy into two real tough road games right off the bat. And even this weekend, I don't know if we'll throw him into those games or not. you know, maybe we will. But he's making nice progress. Because of our limited number of hours on the ice, we haven't had a chance to do as much as we would like with him. And I know Joe Sean will be out with him this week, and we get that time, and that'll be huge. So, but yeah, we learned something about our goaltenders, and I think one of the things I'm confident about is we're going to be in good shape in the net. You know, it might take a little bit of time till they get in there and get comfortable, but I like where we're headed in net, and I think we're going to have three really good options.
All right, quick timeout. We'll be back with a quick preview of the Minnesota State Series when we come back on the Mel Pearson Show.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621. Save your bucks at Bucko's during their Oktoberfest sale. All six packs of bottled beer are on sale. All Coke and Pepsi 2-liter products. Only two for $3. Keep things cool. Nice ice prices. Four bags, $5. All 7-Up 20-ouncers, 90 cents. All Pepsi products, 12-pack cans, two for $9. 32-ounce Powerades, 10 for $10. All Gatorade drinks on sale. Food department, Bucko's has a full line of jerky products, along with all your favorite snacks. Bucko's, your DNR headquarters of the North, reminds everyone to get your hunting license now. All sales do not include taxes or deposit.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingen knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
All right, we only have a little over 2 minutes here, and I want to preview the big series coming up. Coach, we have a tough series at Duluth, and then we go right to a hornet's nest with the McNaughton Cup being carried around, or whatever they're going to do down there at Minnesota State, and in front of us, or at least around us, for this big series down in Mankato. Should be a lot of fun for both teams.
Well, it's going to be a crazy, crazy weekend, and obviously Friday night. I mean, they're bringing out all the stops. I mean, they got the McNaughton Cup down there, and you know, I know it's going to be a wild and crazy weekend, and it's going to be a great weekend of hockey. I mean, we're going from one tough building into maybe you know, I don't say a tougher situation, but with the celebration, and they'll be jacked up. They'll be hanging from the rafters, and they'll be ready to play. And I know they're really building up this weekend to kick off their season. So it's going to be a great weekend of hockey. I mean, we've got to be, you know, like I said, tighten those skates up and, you know, put on that chin strap tight and ready to go, because it's going to be a fast, a physical, exciting weekend of hockey. And I'm glad we've got two games under our belt. I think that's really going to help us going forward to playing there. They're two big, huge games. I mean, we play them four times this year, and these games are going to have a lot to say down the road in the conference standings.
And we don't have to deal with Teddy Bluger this year and Bryce Gervais, but they still have so many weapons on that team.
Well, they do. I mean, they've got McClure. They've got C.J. Franklin. They've got a number of players who are very good. They got both their goaltenders back, and that's one advantage they might have over us going into the weekend is the goaltending, and that can be very important. So we're going to have to find ways to play, you know, create offense down there. But more importantly, we're going to have to be rock solid defensively, and that's going to be our focus in practice this week, is make sure we're playing better without the puck, because goals are going to be hard to come by.
Safe travels to you, Coach. The games are at 8:07 Friday and Saturday night. Our pregame at 7:30 here on Mix 93. Don't forget, Huskies are home the following week against Huntsville. That is John Scott weekend. Get your season tickets and get them now.
Well, no question. That opening weekend, and John Scott, he's so excited to come up here. And like I said, I've seen the poster. I've seen the shirts, all the giveaways. It's going to be a fantastic weekend, and we will have the McNaughton Cup in our building.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Dirk.
That's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
Broadcasting from WKMJ FM Hancock,
Southrange to Jacobsville, to Twin Lakes.
This is Mix 93 WKMJ.